Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary in Washington, caring for you when you need the care the most. And our guests today, Bill Bays and Lisa Schaefer with the White River Valley Antique Association, gearing up for the big antique show, which is this weekend at the Davies County Fairgrounds in Elnora. Guys, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And Bill, we're going to start with you now. This thing has been going for 32 years. And Bill, you remember back when the first one got started, right?
No, I don't. But it happened in 1984.
1984. And kind of give us a little history about how this thing started.
Well, we had some forefathers that kind of got together and decided they wanted to have their own show and show off some of their old tractors that they had at the time. And they gathered around and decided that they would do this in 1984. They set up a bylaws, and they've done an excellent job, you know, working through all the details at that time. We still go with the same bylaws today that they set up at that time.
And, you know, 32 years ago, no one would dream that this show would grow to what it is today.
I'm sure that a lot of them are shocked, the ones that still remain today. But, you know, for anything anymore, the last 32 years is pretty good. And we're still proud that we're able to grow each year. We change the show, add to it each year. And that's worked out real well for us. People come to see what we've done new.
And, you know, on your website, you claim over 17,000 people through. When we were talking before we went on the air, that's a low estimate because you're not counting the vendors and everybody else. So we're talking well over 20,000 people will be visiting the Davies County Fairgrounds over the course of this weekend.
That's right. And a lot of those are on Saturday, which at that time, there's well over 12,000 people that show up just for the one day.
And the tractor you're highlighting this year, each year you highlight a different tractor. This year, which ones are you highlighting?
John Deere is what we have for this year, and then also the John Deere and Stover gas engines.
It's really, again, a sight to see. Lots of antique trucks and tractors and anything imaginable, steam engines, gas engines, you'll find it all. I'm going to go to Lisa Schaefer now for the female perspective, I guess we'll call it, Lisa, because this is probably the home of the largest flea market in the country. I mean, there are tons of stuff, tons of items to check out at this thing.
This is a great flea market, and there's something for everybody, and lots of the primitives, which is really popular right now. There are things in there for the men also, but the women really love to go through there. There's a quilt that they raffle off. There's also a log cabin in the back with the demonstrations where the women are doing weaving and making homemade rugs. And so there's just plenty for the women to see and do there also.
And overall, any idea how many vendors we're talking about here? They're coming from all across the country, right?
Yeah, you just never know. It's here and there every year, but it takes you a good all day to go through all of it. Plus, we got the big consignment shop in the back, too.
Wow. And then the food. And we need to talk about the food, Lisa, because some homemade ice cream and root beer, and well, you got a lot of good food, right?
Ham and beans. We got great fish sandwiches, ribeyes, you name it, it's out there. There's plenty of delicious food.
And we can't forget the old schoolhouse, too, because the kids really enjoy going back and seeing the old schoolhouse and how it used to be.
Yes, and school is run every half hour, and it goes back to 100 years before. So the teachers do a really good job, and they set the scenario that it's 100 years earlier, and they'll tell you exactly what was going on, how much things were, and it's been really neat.
It is an awesome event. Again, the White River Valley Antique Show coming up this weekend, September 8th through the 11th at the Davies County Fairgrounds. Bill, for someone that hasn't ever been to this thing, I can't imagine anybody listening that hasn't been, let's give just a quick crib note version if you were flying over the grounds of everything you could possibly see.
Well, there'll be tons of demonstrations. We have a demonstration on how to make root beer, how to make sorghum, a sawmill. We have thrashing, horse baling. They have a smokehouse in operation. They're smoking meat. Different field demonstrations. We have a machine shop. We have a wood shop, blacksmiths, saw, chainsaw carvers. There's just every kind of demonstration there you'd want to see. And one thing I wanted to emphasize on the schoolhouse is that the kids are out of school that day to come to see the show and to to go to school. And one of the first things they do is run to the schoolhouse. So that's kind of interesting to me that they do that. But there's a lot of things for the men and the ladies and the kids also. The whole family can enjoy this show.
It's a great weekend for tourism in Davies County. Again, 20,000 strong will hit the Davies County Fairgrounds for this unique, one-of-a-kind event. If you're not there, you're missing out. Make plans to attend. The 32nd Annual White River Valley Antique Show runs this Thursday through Sunday. For a complete schedule of events, check out their website at wrvaa.org. That's White River Valley Antique Association, wrvaa.org. Bill Bays, Lisa Schaefer, thank you so much. We look forward to the show this weekend.
Thank you.